Zig Ziglar's well-known saying, "You can get anything you want if you help enough other people get what they want," captures a powerful philosophy of success rooted in service, cooperation, and mutual benefit. Rather than framing achievement as a zero-sum competition, the statement presents success as an outcome of contribution. While the saying is inspirational, its validity depends on how it is interpreted and applied in real-world contexts. At its best, Ziglar's insight reflects a fundamental truth about human systems. Value creation precedes reward. In business, careers, and relationships, people who focus on solving problems for others tend to build trust, reputation, and opportunity. Entrepreneurs succeed by meeting customer needs, leaders advance by supporting their teams, and professionals grow by making themselves useful. In this sense, helping others is not altruism alone. It is a practical strategy for long-term success. The saying also emphasizes alignment rather than manipulation. Helping others get what they want does not mean exploiting their desires, but understanding them. This requires empathy, listening, and genuine engagement. When people feel seen and supported, cooperation becomes easier and more sustainable. Trust grows, networks expand, and opportunities arise organically. Over time, these relational benefits often lead back to the helper in the form of loyalty, referrals, and shared success. However, the quote can be misunderstood if taken too literally or idealistically. Helping others does not guarantee that one will receive anything they want. Structural barriers, unequal access to resources, and sheer chance play significant roles in outcomes. Additionally, self-sacrifice without boundaries can lead to burnout or exploitation. When helping becomes transactional or one-sided, the principle loses its ethical grounding and practical effectiveness. The validity of Ziglar's idea lies in reciprocity, not self-erasure. Sustainable success requires a balance between serving others and honoring one's own needs and limits. Helping must be strategic, not indiscriminate. Those who consistently provide value while maintaining clear goals and boundaries are more likely to benefit from their efforts than those who give endlessly without direction. In modern contexts, the saying remains relevant, but requires nuance. In a globally connected and competitive world, helping others can differentiate individuals in meaningful ways. Yet success also depends on skill, timing, and adaptability. Helping creates opportunity, but action and competence determine whether opportunity is realized. In this way, the quote describes a tendency rather than a guarantee. Ultimately, Zig Ziglar's saying offers a relational model of success. It challenges the notion that achievement is purely individual and instead emphasizes interdependence. While helping others may not ensure every desired outcome, it increases the likelihood of meaningful success by building trust, value, and shared progress. When applied thoughtfully, the principle serves as both an ethical guide and a practical reminder that success is most durable when it is built alongside others rather than at their expense.